Luna's in Aquarius. Look for the rainbow today. Welcome to episode 25 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Capricorn Venus, in her square to Aries Chiron and quintile to Piscean Neptune, exactly trines Taurian Uranus in his square to the waning Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius at 12:22 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Looks like we can expect a hefty dose of justice to be forthcoming, and not the rough kind. This is definitely the polished version. Venus exactly quintiles Neptune in his square to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 1:03 a.m. Well, expect there to be some real magic today. Wait and watch for the nod from the source you most revere. This is what's known as the numinous. Aquarian Luna sextiles Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn, sextile to Jupiter, quintile to the Dragon's Head, and quintile to the Sol-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn at 2:01 a.m. This might as well be an astrologic vaccination. We're all given a shot of protection from forces that would otherwise like to prolong the current unrest. And as usual with all sextiles, this too is optional. Luna conjuncts Jupiter in his square to Uranus and square to Taurian Mars at 2:55 a.m. Huh. Expect an experience of exuberance and a sudden sense of freedom. Not bad. Sol exactly biquintiles the Dragon's Head at 3:08 a.m. This is a very big deal. It's some news that pretty much changes and redeems the past. Consider it just the opposite of regression. Luna squares Uranus at 4:29 a.m. Of course, not everyone is interested in change. Even though it doesn't mean that the whole thing gets torn down, there's no need to start from scratch and reinventing the wheel. Luna conjuncts Mercury at 9:28 a.m. and goes void of course for 24 hours and 50 minutes. Well, finally, somebody has the right words. And all of a sudden, we're all communicating on a higher level. Sol exactly conjuncts Pluto at 2:19 p.m. Well, this, of course, is an annual occurrence. And this year, given the stakes, the context, and the consequences, we're given something of a guarantee that things are already improving and will continue to do so throughout the coming year. Consider it a kind of metaphoric rainbow carved in stone, kind of like some noble pronouncement or quotation carved into some government building. I don't know what it says. It's just optimistic as hell. And, it's the God's honest truth. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.